that it?
That's all, thank you.
That'll take you until 12:38. Please pull around.
Mannion, I have the Velements song going through my head, and it's your fault.
Really?
Velements took the sugar out, come up, and taste the mint. So fresh, they take your breath away, come up to Velements.
Yes, because you mentioned it.
Well, first of all, I never said the V word. Second of all, I don't know the song, and I wasn't even aware that there was a song.
So the way Velements was, Velements took the sugar out, so you really taste the mint.
So fresh, they take your breath away. Refreshment Velements.
Was that from the 80s?
Oh,
I don't think
maybe even the 70s.
I vaguely.
And you know, Susie Chapstick would come up and her teeth would go bing, and she'd hold up Velements and go like that.
I may regret not getting one of those.
No, we'll stop it, Dylan. Thanks.
The thing is, I've got a whole bunch of. I just said.
Would you please hold on to that?
Yeah.
I'm going to eat mine after I get this.
Okay, so now, so you know where we're going, of course.
Yep. It's going to be super easy. Get on Route 96 and stay on it.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Velements took the sugar out, you can really taste the mint. So fresh, they take your breath away. Cool refreshment, Velements.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4258. The BFO for Thursday, the 30th of May, 2024. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
So fresh and cool and sugar-free, come up to Velements.
Hey, Freddy, is this another theme show? Let's try that again. Say it with me.
A show.
Y'all have got a voice letter, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Freddy, we hear it. We hear it. Did you buy Velements? Hello, earworms, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your earworms, because y'all, you heard old Stinkpot. Old Stinkpot at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, by the way, Stinkpot sent me a nice little comment over there, and he said it was mighty kind of me to speak of old Dadu. And absolutely, y'all, we gotta have good memories. And anyway, Big Fatty, is Velements a good memory? Well, it is for me. And y'all, it thrills me to death that the Velements song got stuck in old Stinkpot's head. Big Fatty, is he gonna be running for president since he's got a worm in his head? No, we don't. No. Stinkpot for president! Cue the Velements!
So fresh and cool and sugar-free, come up to Velements!
As the colon churns, a visit down memory lane with Big Fatty. This is Flapdoodle McNoodle inviting you to sit back and enjoy as the colon churns.
Y'all, I meant to do this on yesterday's little show since, you know, we had a theme. Y'all, the organ concert... with the organ pulled out and we could see the guy playing the instrument and everything. Y'all, it took me back to when Big Fatty was growing up. And y'all, we used to pile into the
into the Studebaker. Be ready. You didn't have a Studebaker. Well, okay, it was the Chrysler Town and Country station wagon. But anyway, y'all, we would go down to the fabulous Fox Theater. And I can tell you, every time we went to the picture show, we had to get popcorn and milk duds. That was the orange hat had to have popcorn and milk duds. So anyway, we had that. But y'all, many times before the film began, y'all, they used to have the one and only Bob Van Kamp playing the organ at the Fabulous Fox. Y'all, the Fabulous Fox Theater, on the ceiling, you see the stars, so it feels like you're outside. Me, Freddy. And and the organ and Bob Van Kamp would rise from the nether regions, be ready, and he would play and give a little concert. Sometimes he played with the picture show. I don't remember any of them specifically, but y'all, I'm gonna put a link to a video of Bob Van Kamp being interviewed on WSB, you know, that was Welcome South, brother, by correspondent Ruth Kent. And y'all, I hadn't said Ruth Kent's name in 50 years, but anyway, you might want to go over there and look at it. It's a little long, but anyway, it made Big Fatty remember the downtown now and can only remember Ruth Kent and what's his name? Bob Van Kamp.
This is Flapdoodle MacNoodle inviting you to join us for the next time that the colon churns.
Happy music, we do indeed, y'all. The calamity of yesterday, y'all, I finally got home and recorded the little show, and y'all, and then I watched the sports ball and the Atlanta Braves, y'all. They beat the asses of, who were they playing? The Washington Nationals. And y'all, they beat them, and y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And right as soon as it was over, Big Fatty hit the bed, and y'all, I was out like a light. And y'all woke, but you know, the body clock. The older you get, the body clock has a mind of its own. And y'all, I was awake right at 6 a.m. in the morning, and so, you know, I'll piddle around in the love chamber for a while. You know, look at the cellular telephonic device, y'all. What is it called? The Dubious Intentions? No, that's not what it's called. The mix, and y'all. Daniel Bieber was having trouble saying cellular. And it was almost, he almost was saying his celery. Y'all, if it's your celery telephonic device. So anyway, just put that stick of celery up to your ear. Yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all got up, and I had a English muffin for my breakfast, and I had my coffee. Yeah, we tried to start eating better because I was not pleased with one of my test results. Y'all, my sugar is a little high, and so you got to bring it down. And you know, I can do that. I've basically been eating a diet of M&Ms and ice cream and starches, and y'all, that's stopped. That has stopped today. And so I got up and did all of that, and y'all, then I was off on the morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, came in, cooled down for a little bit. Y'all, I left a little early. You know, Miss Gail King is on holiday this week, and so I went out on the nipple walk about 8:30 a.m. in the morning, and I had done my puzzles and everything, and came back and cooled down a bit, and y'all, I rebooted Hortensia Jr. Y'all, she's now known as Small Hortensia. If I had been smart, it would have been Tiny Hortensia, but it's Small Hortensia now. And so I said, you know, with the new layout of the carpets and all here at the villa, y'all, I'm just going to reboot it as a new machine and have it go and learn where everything is. So it was doing that, and I went out and I finished my morning nipple walk, and I came back, and it was still piddling around. And I got my share, and then I was off to the Sam's Club. Y'all, by the way, didn't get it today, but the petroleum was $2.89 a gallon. And y'all, I went by there. Y'all got me a rotisserie chicken and a big bagged solid. And y'all, I got a couple of heads of the iceberg lettuce. Y'all, I'm gonna have the wedge solids for right at Fatty's, and gonna have an assortment of quiches and some cone. And I don't know what else, but that's what it's going to be. Y'all, I'll probably have some breakfast meats to go along with the quiches. So we'll just see how it all plays out. And from there, I was off to get Ruby Red washed, and that's what I did. And from there, I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Betty! We hear it, y'all, as I do on hump day. Y'all went to the Von's East. Y'all, the Nip had said he was interested in going, and as I was leaving the Von's East after having gone to the Sam's Club and to get the car wash, he says, oh, I won't be able to make it. Oh, no shit. They had sliced ham, and then I'm going to make a ham and blue cheese quiche. It was on sale, so I got that. Y'all, they had the good Quaker sea salt and lime mini rice cakes. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of bags of those. Y'all, they had the Dawn dishwash, excuse me, the power wash refill. And if you bought two of them, you got $3 off. So y'all, I couldn't pass that up. Y'all got a couple of onions. Y'all got, I needed some cheese. Beh, Fatty, of course you did. So I got a Gorgonzola blue cheese for the quiche. And y'all, I got some shredded Swiss. It was on sale. Y'all picked up a thing of French onion dip. I think that's going to be our appetizer. Y'all, they had the Land O'Lakes butter balls. Beep! Betty, that sounds vulgar! Y'all, I got them just because it's a touch of fancy. They were buy one, get one free. Had to get a couple of deep dish pie shells. They have the good Oscar Mayer Applewood Bafrin Buy One Get One Free, so I got a couple of those. Y'all picked up some carrots, and y'all got me two fried chicken bazoons for my lunch. Got some radish cayennes and a couple of bags of the Italian balsamic celery. Got some celery hogs. Picked up half and half. Got to have that to make the quiche. And y'all, I got some more of those marinated mushrooms. Y'all, they were good. So I got that. And y'all, I had a coupon for $1 off a can of Dole pineapple juice. So I picked that up. We'll need that later on in the summer. I spent $87.22. But I saved $37.46. Well, Big Betty, you got a lot of meat. I did get a lot of meat. Yes, Big Betty. Oh, and y'all, if I didn't finish telling you what I got at the Sam's Club, y'all, I got me a big old package of the beef stool. Meat, and that's why I got the carrots and the celery and the onions. So I'm gonna make me some beef stool in the cracker pot, and I also got a big old thing of eggs, because you can't have omelets, not omelets, you can't have quiches without eggs. So I got that, and I mentioned the rotisserie chicken and the salad and the lettuce. So so y'all got home, put my provisions away, and y'all, I've been working with small Hortensia this afternoon. You know, when they map out the villa, you have to go in and kind of make some adjustments as far as room designations and naming the rooms and all that kind of stuff. So I was working on that this afternoon. And y'all, I had my fried chicken bazooms for my lunch. Y'all got to eat that early in the day, cause I'll be all night long if I'm not careful. And I sat down and recorded the little show. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, I've got a couple of recommendations for summer quiz programs. Y'all, one of them started Tuesday night. Y'all, it's called The Quiz with Balls. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. And y'all, then another one that starts the 3rd of June. That's next Monday. It's called The 1% Club. Oh, Big Fatty, is it hosted by Crooked Hat? I don't know. We'll have to wait until Monday. Well, Big Fatty, The Quiz with Balls could be hosted by you. Well, you know, maybe these are all going to be productions of Pride 48. And y'all, then, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire's coming back in July, and a new one called Lucky 13 in July. And y'all, that's my day. Oh, okay, guys. So y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Big Fatty, you didn't play the voice letter. Oh, Big Fatty, you're downtown more and more every day. It's true. Y'all, we'll try to get that voice letter in tomorrow. Yes, Big Fatty, that'd be lovely. y'all, I don't have anything really on the schedule for today, so we'll just have to play it by ear. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of playing it by ear, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Stinkpot's earworm, and just in case you forgot,
the elements took the sugar out. You can really taste the mint. So fresh, they take your breath away. Cool refreshment, Bellamy.
Big Fatty, are you going to tell Stinkpot it's not Susie Chapstick, that it's Kathy Lee Crosby on those commercials?
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.